Hello and welcome to Peck Report. Got a lot to talk about today, specifically a super wolf blood moon that is going to occur in just a couple of days. So we have to talk about that. We have to talk about what that has to do with a possible repeat of the 10 plagues and an upcoming eclipse, a total solar eclipse later on this year. So we're going to talk about all that and more on today's Peck Report. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel, click on the bell for notifications. And if YouTube still doesn't notify you, it likely won't. Just go ahead and check back every day on this channel. Several times a day, you're going to get new videos. You can also check joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is the central hub for everything having to do with Bible study, end times prophecy, current events, and so much more. You don't only get Peck Report there. You get Peck Report, Peck Underground Church. You get into the multiverse, Chalk Talk, several things. So make sure you check on that. Joshpeckdisclosure.com. So this super wolf blood moon to occur this month, is this a possible sign of a war in the Middle East? Some people think so. Many people have been reporting on this, ChristianHeadlines.com, for example. Also, we talked about in a previous Peck report how it seems like you can find the 10 plagues of Egypt. You can find it in the book of Revelation. And it seems like there are times where we get birth pangs of this kind of stuff, where, you know, it might not be as intense as either the first time or definitely not as what the last time is going to be, but they're leading up. So we see examples of that, and we might be looking at that here. So one such example that we reported on recently was the eighth plague, the plague of locusts. And we've seen that in Mecca. That's been a big story, a weird story. Apparently they're still dealing with that. So what comes next? Well, the ninth one is darkness. And so we have, I mean, eclipses do happen all the time. It's not a super rare occurrence. This blood moon, it's a super wolf blood moon. And this one is kind of unique. So what kind of darkness are we talking about here? And then also the total solar eclipse later on this year, July 2nd. But we will take, July 2nd, 2019. We'll take a look at that in a moment. So a super blood wolf moon. It's set to be visible between January 20th and January 21st of this year. So in just a couple of days, and some people are marking it as a sign of war in the Middle East, that it might be a precursor to that. So first things first, what is a super blood wolf moon? It's first a supermoon. So a supermoon occurs when the moon is at the point in its orbit when it is closest to the Earth. So according to USA Today, the moon can look up to 14% bigger during this point in its orbit. Second, it is a blood moon. So blood moons were given their name because of the brassy red color the moon turns when the Earth blocks the majority of the sunlight from reaching it. Just like how your finger turns red when you press your finger against your phone light, the moon will shine as red because light is still passing through the Earth's atmosphere. Only the blue is being filtered out. So USA Today reports that. Now, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, a full moon in January is called the wolf moon. The almanac notes that this specific type of moon has been referred to as a wolf moon since Native American and colonial times because it, quote, appears when wolves howled in hunger outside of villages, end quote. So essentially, the wolf part of the name refers to the fact that the moon is full. So now we have a massive full red-colored moon. So we have that, but it's about to eclipse as well, as if all of this wasn't enough. So according to Mental Floss, the super blood wolf moon is set to totally eclipse between 9:12 p.m. on January 20th and 12:12 a.m. on January 21st. The eclipse, which will be seen in North America, comes exactly 1 year after a super blood wolf moon total eclipse occurred over the Middle East, and it also happens to occur on the same day our president was inaugurated 2 years ago. And we get that from WND. WND has reported on this, as well as many other sources. But Mark Biltz, in his book on the biblical significance of blood moons, he notes that celestial bodies work, quote, as signs to mark sacred times, end quote. So Biltz made all sorts of connections between the super blood wolf moon and history, and told WND, quote, Trump was born on the night of June 14th, 1946, within 15 minutes of a total lunar eclipse and 700 days before the state of Israel was established. When he was sworn in as president on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years old, 7 months and 7 days. Also, very significantly, the super blood moon also falls on the Jewish holiday of Tu B'Shevat. Even more significant is the fact that there was another blood moon on Tu B'Shevat last year. Last year, the blood moon was seen over the Middle East, and this year, it will be seen over the U.S., end quote. So he continues on with other things, but think about that. Isn't that strange? Last year, this thing was seen over the Middle East. Now it's going to be seen over the U.S. So what does that mean? Biltz continues, quote, the Bible says that everything is to be established by two or three witnesses. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Psalm 89 that God's covenant with Israel and King David is forever, and the sun and the moon are to be his faithful witnesses in heaven, confirming that. End quote. So the pastor then cited several pastors in Zechariah, specifically chapter 6 and chapter 1, verse 7, Leviticus 19, 23 through 25, and Revelation 6, and noted that based on his biblical analysis, the super wolf blood moon indicates not the end of the world, but a war in the Middle East. So he says, quote, I'm not saying it is the end of the world or anything will happen on the 20th. I am saying the patterns show this year could possibly bring a war to the Middle East, but Israel will be victorious and we may see a declaration for the rebuilding of the temple, end quote. Now that's something that we've talked about on a lot on this channel. And again, it follows this pattern of the plagues. So what about this total solar eclipse that's coming? Well, I'm going to tell you about that. But right before we do, I have to tell you about a conference I'm going to be speaking at, and you're going to want to attend. I would love to have you. I'd love to see you here. I'd love to meet you in person. So you'll get that chance. It is the Hear the Watchman Dallas Texas conference in 2019. It's called Sounding the Alarm, March 28th through 31st. Tickets are going to sell out fast, so make sure you get your tickets now. And I've been given permission to give out a promo code, Josh20. If you use the promo code Josh20, you'll get $20 off your tickets. But there's some amazing speakers that are going to be here. L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, Paul Begley, Irvin Baxter, even Gary Wayne now is going to be there, author of Genesis 6 Conspiracy. I've interviewed him several times on this channel and will continue to do so. Russ Dizdar is going to be there. I'm going to be speaking along with Stephen Bancars, my co-author on the Second Coming of the New Age. I believe this will be his first conference of this type. He's done a lot of public speaking, but like this type of prophecy type of conference, I think this is his first time. So that'll be a lot of fun. Carl Gallup, Zev Peratt, lots of great speakers. Again, go to hearthewatchmen.com and then click on the Dallas 2019 link, or I've made it really easy for you. There is a direct link to buy the tickets in the description below. If you're viewing this on YouTube, click on that. Use the promo code Josh20. Again, that promo code is Josh20. That will get you a $20 discount. And I cannot wait to see you there. All right, so let's talk about this total eclipse. So July 2nd, 2019, we're getting a total solar eclipse. Now, it's going to be visible from parts of Chile and Argentina just before sunset on July 2nd, 2019. And some regions in the Pacific and in South America, including locations in Ecuador, Brazil, Uruguay, and Paraguay, will also see a partial solar eclipse if the weather permits. So, what will this look like at its maximum point? I actually got a couple cool animations to show you. So, this is what I'm looking at. This is from timeanddate.com. Here's what this eclipse will look like near the maximum point. We'll just play that. This is pretty slow. Oh, there it goes. Okay, I was hoping that was going to speed up. So you see the moon. It tells you the sun altitude, direction, And there we go. Darkness, right? So that's the maximum eclipse there. And then it'll exit. So we talked about the plague of locusts. We've discussed that, and now the plague of darkness. Are we seeing a little ripple of that? Are we seeing a birth pang of that? Now again, eclipses happen all the time, but the super wolf blood moon thing is extremely unique. Here's where we get people from all over the world that watch this, but if you're in this part of the world, here's where you can actually see the eclipse. Here's a detailed eclipse map and a global one. This is probably easier to see down here. So it says region seeing at least a partial eclipse, south in North America, much of South America and the Pacific. So this is the area here. There's a 3D eclipse animation here where you'll be able to see it. So if you are in America like me, you probably won't be able to see it too clearly. I'm sure people will put videos online though, but that's an animation of its path. And then here's a timeline. I'm not going to read all this, but if you're interested, it just says, you know, the eclipse starts at one location, ends at another. The times below are actual time in UTC when the eclipse occurs. All right. So you can check that out if you want, timeanddate.com. Keep an eye on that. Really weird stuff. So is this a birth pang of the plague of darkness? What is next? What is the last plague? The plague of the firstborn. And actually, in a future Peck report, we're going to be talking about that, because there's some interesting things to think about that and how something like that could play out in our day today. So we'll definitely be discussing that. All right. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe. Please click on the bell for notifications and leave a comment. I would love to know what you think about this. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think this super super wolf blood moon signifies anything at all? Do you think it's going to be a war in the Middle East? Do you think it's prophecy fulfilled? What do you think? And obviously, none of us really knows for sure. So we need to just keep our eye on it and see what happens. But I would love to know what you think about it. I would love to know your evidence as well. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Can't wait to read what you have to say. Yes, please subscribe, click on the bell for notifications. And again, visit joshpeckdisclosure.com. Go there every day. You're always going to get some new stuff all throughout the day. All right, everybody, this has been a lot of fun. Good talking to you. This, of course, has been Peck Report. Until next time, take care and God bless.